sleigh bells ring.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
Diana, today we've got a lesson about how to stay warm.
Yes, and this is an elementary lesson.
Right, that's right. So you guys, it doesn't matter if you are elementary, if you are intermediate, you are probably cold.
Yes, so it is mid-December now, and I mean, I'm feeling it.
I'm from Canada, but I'm also a little cold.
Yeah, so I'm from California, so I'm even colder.
Okay, so in our dialogue today, we have some coworkers, and they are talking about how they are staying warm this winter.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue three times.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well too if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well too if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me.
Dialogue, third time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well too if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me. All right, so Tom here says to his coworker Joyce, "It's freezing outside."
It's freezing outside.
So super, super cold.
Yes, it's so cold.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be snowing or, you know, frozen outside.
Right.
But it's basically another way to say it's really,
really cold. Right. And you can make this word a little bit longer too, right? It's freezing out there.
Yeah, you can make it three syllables instead of two.
Freezing out there.
And on top of it being freezing, it's also cold and miserable.
Okay, so miserable is a great word because it can describe both the weather and people.
Yes.
So when the weather is really, really bad, so it could be really cold or maybe really rainy.
Or windy.
Yeah, just
or all of the above.
Or when it's all of those three things, you can say the weather is miserable.
Mm-hmm. And really, it just means uncomfortable.
Right.
Because if you, as a person, are feeling miserable, you are feeling uncomfortable.
Sure.
So either you are sick because you've got a cold or something, or maybe you got food poisoning.
Right.
You just don't feel good.
Right. So when you are calling your friend to say, oh, I can't come to dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. And I feel miserable.
Right. People could also look miserable because they look, you know, depressed.
Sad.
Sad.
Really, really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look miserable. They could seem miserable because they're maybe not very nice to other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's so many great ways to use this word miserable. I just want to say on the other hand, on the flip side, there's this word gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, that's beautiful, means a beautiful person.
Yeah.
We can also use this word to say it's beautiful weather.
Okay, instead of miserable?
Right. Oh, the weather is miserable. The person is miserable. The weather is gorgeous.
Right. It's sunny.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
Not rainy. Not rainy. Windy. And just like that, a person can also be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good point. So Joyce here continues and says that, you know, it's too warm in the office and it's really hard to dress for both situations.
It's so true. So true. I love our office, but it is pretty warm in here.
Right.
And it's a little uncomfortable.
So Tom here agrees. He says, totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful.
Okay, so one thing to note here, guys, maybe the most important thing to note is the heater is the thing that makes the room hot.
Yeah, it blows hot air.
It blows hot air. Now, one thing that we do not call the heater is the air conditioner.
Yeah, because for us, the AC blows cold air.
Cold air, right.
And then the heater blows hot air.
Mm.
So we would call it like an AC heater unit.
Exactly. Now, that's the thing. A unit, because it's one thing, I would probably call it the air conditioner in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then in the wintertime, I call it the heater.
Exactly.
It's the same machine.
Yes.
But we never use air conditioner to talk about hot air.
Absolutely. So one other thing here is that we've got a great grammar point because Tom says, I wish the heater weren't so powerful.
Oh, it might sound a little strange, right? Like, why isn't it, I wish it isn't so powerful?
Or it wasn't so powerful.
Okay, so maybe it's too much to talk about here, but definitely check out that grammar section.
Well, if you noticed, Tom uses the word wish.
Okay.
And when you use the word wish, usually you are talking about something that isn't currently happening.
It's not, right, it's not real.
Right. So when you use wish, you are usually talking about something that's hypothetical.
Okay, hypothetical, again, not real.
Right. Imagine. I wish it would rain gold, you know?
Sure.
So in any case, we basically use weren't for hypothetical situations.
Sure. And, you know, another very common hypothetical is just the word if. Right? So,
yes, like,
it's actually, you can say something like, if I was Chinese, I would have a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better grammar to say, if I were.
Right. So anyways, this point is a little bit complicated. So we will explain it much more in depth in the grammar section.
Right. Okay. Hope to see you there.
So next, Joyce says that is exactly why she got this small humidifier.
Okay. This is another machine I am very familiar with.
Oh, you use one?
Well, we used to. Yeah, we used to.
Okay.
We had a big one, like for our house. But a humidifier, maybe you guys know the word humid or humidity.
Right.
It just refers to like water in the air.
Yes. So a humidifier is a machine that will add moisture to the air.
Exactly.
Because a heater kind of dries it up.
Yeah, it just sends out this dry, it makes your skin very uncomfortable.
Yeah, itchy maybe.
Itchy. So all of these words that I just said, humidifier, that's the machine. Humid, that's just usually like the weather. But also humidity, the noun.
Yes.
So maybe we can give a few examples of these different words.
Since it is kind of winter season and a lot of people are getting sick, I think a humidifier is great to use, especially when you are coughing, right? Because usually your throat is got something in there, and a humidifier will help calm your throat.
Okay. Okay, really simply, we could just say something like, it's so humid out today.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's a pretty simple way. Or maybe to make that a little bit more complicated, it's so humid today, it's difficult to breathe. Or it's, I find it difficult to breathe.
Yeah, I actually kind of feel that sometimes. Mm. Also, a lot of Asian countries and regions, Shanghai in particular, is very high in humidity.
Ah, that's true. That is true. I was going to say the humid climate of Sichuan province is what makes the girls so beautiful.
Oh.
If you're out there listening, ladies.
Shouting you guys out. So Joyce actually doesn't use a heater at home.
Right. She has a different machine.
Yes. This is the radiator.
Okay. This is the machine that's usually in like office, old schools and office buildings.
Right.
We always had a radiator. But the one you use at home is usually much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that it doesn't blow out hot air like a heater, right? It
kind of radiates heat. So basically this heat is kind of slowly spread out from the machine.
Right, exactly. So radiate basically just means to send or to emit.
Right.
And this is just, it's much better for your skin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And I think most people know what it looks like. Maybe you guys have one at home or in the office. It's got like pipes and it's made of metal. So it's pretty hot when it's turned on. And it's either heating up water or oil.
Mm, yeah, that's right. And if it's oil, you can kind of hear it like.
Yeah.
In any case, what they do is they heat up the room so quickly.
Yes, they're very effective.
Mm. So this here, you're going to see in this sentence, you're going to see two phrasal verbs. Both of these verbs have up as their particle.
Okay, so heat up.
Heat up the room.
And dry up.
And dry up. We'll get to dry up in a second. This heat up is pretty good because just like here, we can heat something up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also, like, for example, Diana heats up the room with her personality.
Why, thanks, Adam.
No problem, no problem. I was on the internet, actually.
I was actually thinking of food in the microwave.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to the store and you buy frozen dumplings or frozen TV dinners, you can heat those up in the microwave.
Exactly.
In Canada, probably in China as well, I imagine, you know, Beijing or anywhere in the Northeast, probably you would need to heat up your cars before you start to drive them.
Because
your car is going to be so cold. When it's going to be freezing.
In the morning.
In the morning. Yeah. So you need to heat it up first.
Forget about Northeast China. Even in California, I had to heat up my car in the morning. Yeah, it was ridiculously cold.
Oh, wow. Now, those ones have been all, you know, heat something up. But there is one other way we could use this, like the weather is heating up. Or like the competition is heating up.
Right.
So we wouldn't say like, we wouldn't say, you know, heat the competition up here. We're just saying the competition or the weather is heating up.
All right. So then what about dry up?
Pretty much the same. Pretty much the same here. You're drying the whole room. So you're drying it up.
So could we say that we're going to dry up our clothes?
No.
Okay.
Or your hair. You just dry your clothes or dry your hair.
Okay.
Dry up is more like it's a whole room or a big area.
Okay. All right. So make sure you guys don't use that with your hair or your clothes.
Right. Okay. It sounds like we have another tool. That can keep us warm in the winter.
Yes, the electric blanket.
Okay, this one should be pretty straightforward, I think.
Yeah, it's a blanket.
It's a blanket.
And it's electric.
And it's electric.
And it heats up.
Right, exactly. I have had many electric blankets before, but I kind of feel like the way Tom feels.
Oh, yeah?
It sounds like he's a little bit scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm maybe sometimes a little scared as well.
Oh, okay. But you still use it.
I never plugged it in.
Oh.
It was just an electric blanket, but I never used the electric part.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I personally use an electric blanket, and it's the only way I can survive a winter in Shanghai.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, I do like the way Tom kind of disagrees with Joyce here, or at least the words that he uses to disagree with her.
Yes. So he says, sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
To be honest, right. Yeah, sounds a bit scary, to be honest. I like this phrase because it reminds me of something like, frankly speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly speaking, like, friends don't really use that phrase, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it means the same thing, basically, you know? Honestly speaking, speaking directly.
Mm-hmm.
But you just would never really say to your friend, like, frankly speaking.
Right. I think another more casual way to say this is, honestly,
yeah,
it kind of scares me.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of honestly speaking.
Mm, yeah.
But honestly, honestly speaking,
right,
to be honest, they all mean the same thing.
They mean the same thing, right.
So this was a nice little short dialogue on how to keep warm in the winter.
That's right. So maybe what we should do is listen to it three more times, and then we can be three times as warm.
All right. Let's do that.
Dialogue first time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well, too, if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me.
Dialogue, second time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well too if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me.
Dialogue, third time.
Morning, Joyce. It's freezing outside. It's so cold and miserable.
I know. And then it's way too warm in the office. It's really hard to dress for both situations.
Totally. I wish the heater weren't so powerful. It's so dry in here.
Yeah, that's why I got this small humidifier. I actually use a radiator at home. They heat up the room so quickly and don't dry up the room like heaters do.
I've got one too. Love it.
Do you use electric blankets? Those work really well too if you don't want to have the radiator on all night.
No, I've never used one. Sounds a bit scary, to be honest.
They work well. Trust me.
Okay, Diana, we learned all sorts of great words to talk about staying warm, didn't we?
Yes.
We talked about freezing.
Yes, so no, very, very cold.
It's freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we also talked about miserable.
Yes, we can describe the weather and people.
That's right. Hey, that miserable guy is going out into the miserable weather. So
yes.
I'm happy. I guess I'm happy about that. Okay, most importantly, we talked about the heater, because the heater is not an air conditioner.
Yes. So the heater blows hot air, and on the other hand, the radiator will spread warmth.
Right, exactly. We talked about some other machines, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. So the humidifier.
It will just add some moisture, water to the air.
Yes.
Now, we also talked about the electric blanket.
Yes, Diana's personal favorite and recommendation for keeping warm in the winter.
It is a blanket that is electric.
And keeps you very warm.
And keeps Diana warm and possibly keeps you warm, or could keep you warm as well. Okay, guys, so what about you? How do you stay warm in the winter?
Yes, let us know your favorite method. Do you prefer the heater with some humidifier action thrown in, or do you prefer the radiator?
Right, or are you one of those very, very lucky people that does not have a very cold winter?
Yes.
So let us know where you are spending the winter, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
What city are you in? How cold is it going to be? Or how cold is it right now?
Right.
And what do you use to stay warm?
All right, so we look forward to your comments.
Okay, guys, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, babe. We'll face unafraid all the plans that we made. We're walking in a winter wonderland.